Today we're talking about the importance of accents.
Ray, you sound funny.
Look who's talking.
Well, let's talk about that bit. Alright, you're listening to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop.
It's hard to switch back, you know? You're listening to VidTalk here in the 8 o'clock hour on ICRT, and unfortunately, today is our last show. We're not going to be seeing you guys next week, same time. However, we do have some plans that are in the making currently, and we will share with you at the end of the show today. So anyways, once again, my name is JR, and next to me I have...
Ray!
And today we have a special guest!
Hi, my name is Christy.
Okay, we'll get to her later. So VidTalk is...
Yeah, VidTalk is a show that we bring to you every Monday night. Well, as I just mentioned, this is the last show.
Previously, on Monday night.
Yeah. We bring you a video that is circulating on the internet that is usually viral, and we share it with you, we talk about it, and we teach you the English within it.
所以 VidTalk 就是 Video Talk， 每一个礼拜一的晚上，之前的礼拜一晚上，我们会选一个影片，并且呢，教你里面的英文。Here with us today, we have a special guest, and let's give her the mic and have her introduce herself a little bit.
Let's welcome Christy!
Hello everyone, my name is Christy. I just recently graduated from grad school. I was in the University of Manchester, which is in the UK, and my major in my grad school was conference interpreting.
That's really cool, you know, like having a professional whose profession is in actually interpreting.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just regular interpreting. There's like translators.
It's just in time interpreting.
Yeah, it's conference interpreting. Can you like explain a little bit about what's conference interpreting?
So conference interpreting is basically, you interpret in a conference. And what we do is we do either consecutive interpreting or simultaneous interpreting. So consecutive interpreting is when a speaker says like 3 minutes of a speech and then you take notes and then you try to interpret into another language. Mm-hmm. And simultaneous interpreting is you have a... you have earphones to your ears and then you listen what the speaker is saying and then you try to interpret at the same time, simultaneously.
So can you interpret the show like when me and Ray are talking? You just do all the interpretation?
I could do that.
You
why not?
That, really? Cool.
Or she would rather not, maybe. Okay, so Christy, she is from England, and now today why we've invited her to our show is because the video that we're talking about today is talking about accents and the psychology, some of the little details behind someone's accent. Let's start off by explaining to the audience our different educational backgrounds, because I think it's very interesting. All three of us have different educational backgrounds, and that kind of affected our accent in a way. So Christy, what about you?
So basically, I grew up in Taiwan, but I watched a lot of Disney and Hollywood movies.
So that's where your accent comes from.
I think so.
This is actually the first time that I met Christy, and I thought that she came from America because she has a native tongue. Yeah, but you actually grew up in Taiwan. That's kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, I grew up in Taiwan, but throughout childhood, I have been constantly watching Hollywood movies.
Thanks to HBO.
Yes, thanks to HBO. And I only received education in the UK during my grad school year, so basically.
Only 1 year?
Only 1 year, okay. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay. Uh-huh. For me, I think most of my audience should be familiar with my educational background. So I grew up in Taiwan, basically, but I went to Singapore at a very young age, and I stayed there during my primary school years. So for the 6 years, I was bask in the Singaporean accent. And then I came back to Taiwan to study in an American middle school, where I changed my accent to the current one, the American accent, because I was bullied, by the way, because of my Singaporean accent. And that kept, I kept that accent till now. I still have a little bit of like Singaporean accent mixed into my American accent, I think. So yeah, that's how I got my accent. Okay, and moving on to JR.
Well, I grew up in America. I came back when I was 10 years old, so that's where my accent developed. Mm-hmm. I actually had a hard time learning Chinese, but now my Chinese is really good. Now my Chinese
really?
Is really good. 还不错啦.
Okay, so Christy, Ray, and JR, we come from different backgrounds, so we develop different accents under different circumstances. So one question, the big question. What do you think? Does accent matter? Does it matter?
Well, I think it definitely matters because accent varies from people to people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in my case, because I have an American accent,
right.
But when I was in the UK, I have to sort of lighten the R tone.
The R?
Demonstrate, please do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you mean?
I sort of have to talk like this so that people will understand you more.
Well, all of a sudden you sound so elegant.
Yeah, it conveys, like, it gives you a kind of feeling, right?
Yeah.
The different accents gives you a different mood. So R is, like, is it weakened in the British English?
They don't really stress on the R tone in their language or in any vocabulary.
So when we say car, they say
car.
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 Car. Okay, cool.
Would you like a cup of water?
Water.
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 I like the accent.
Well, for me, I think accents... I don't think accents matter that much because I studied in an American middle school and we had all sorts of people from all over the world and they had different accents. So, but even though we all had different accents, we can still communicate with each other. I think communication is more important than accents, but that's not to say accent is not important at all because there are times where my Singaporean accents kind of impeded their understanding of what I'm trying to mm-hmm. say, yeah.
Right. As for me, I think that accents to some matter, it does matter. First of all, there's the first impression. And I do have friends that do business in different countries. I have a friend who does business in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks really good Korean. He learned it on his own.
Okay.
And whenever he goes to Korea, people think that he's Korean.
Oh.
So they take him in as one of them.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But
yeah,
if you don't
yeah.
speak that good, if you don't have that Korean accent.
Yeah, you'd be a foreigner. You'd be a tourist.
You'd be a foreigner to them. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So I think it does make a difference in some matters, especially uh-huh. in business.
Yeah, in that context, if you're trying to merge into their culture.
Yeah, blend into
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Accent does come as a very important factor, as a matter of fact.
The reason why we're talking about accents is because of this video. This video is called The Psychology of Accents. There are a lot of hidden meanings within accents that might not come up during when we're just looking at it as is. Under the table, there's a lot of things going on inside people's minds when we receive different accents. So there are some different points that's talked about in the video, and one of them, the main thing is that accents convey information.
So personally, I think that accent conveys information in a way that it's the sort of information that you don't see from an appearance of a person.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you may see an Indian guy, but he speaks perfect English.
Uh-huh.
So you can assume that perhaps he grew up in the States, he received education there, mm-hmm. or perhaps he's working in the Silicon Valley.
Also, the video talked about a very interesting example of two made-up words. What is that, JR?
So they started off the video with two made-up words. They were actually like talking gibberish. One is booba.
Can you spell that?
B-O-U-B-A. It's not even a word.
Uh-huh. Sounds like bubble tea to me.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Booba, it sounds like a monkey to me.
Okay.
And the other word is kiki.
Uh-huh.
So they drew two pictures, and they asked people to associate the words to the different pictures, and a lot of them came up with the same result. Booba went with this picture that resembled a circle. And kiki was more associated with the picture that had a lot of spikes in it. So that's how we associate meaning with sounds.
So through this example, I started off this video, and this video talked about a list of things, and one of which I think is very interesting is how accents are actually associated with credibility. So credibility, that comes from the word like credible. Credible meaning you are trustworthy, you are able to be trusted. And they gave this sentence to different accents, people of different accents. So people of different accents, they stated this statement, which is something like, giraffes can last longer without water than camels. And if you have a perfect English accent, if you have American accent or British accent, compared to a local accent, they found in a study that people will be more likely to be convinced to believe you. So if you have a good accent, that kind of gives you an edge over other people, because even if you're flat out lying, people will be like, more likely people will believe in you.
And they also made a point in the video that in a lot of movies, the villain always has a funny or strange accent, which is kind of, you know, true if you like,
if we can
brush up on
it,
the movies that you've seen before.
Like Scar and Lion King.
Yeah. They actually showed footage of the Lion King and the dictator. What is that? 狮子王汉. The dictator is
大独裁者,
right? That's hard to pronounce. 大独裁者, right? So they do have funny accents, as a matter of fact. And I think that somehow is true. When you have a funny accent, it does relate to some impression on people.
Yeah, and it's also true opposite, like likewise, with a funny accent you are more probably a villain, but if you have an accent that's more close to yours, like more close to the audience, familiar with the audience, then maybe you will be like the main character.
Right, like Ray has a funny accent.
I think here we can associate that to accent and liking someone, because I think we tend to like someone who is more similar to us. Mm-hmm. And so when we hear somebody's accent that's really similar, for example, I have an American accent, but if I go to the UK, they will think that, you know, I have an American accent and I'm not like them. So I'm sort of a little bit alienated from
distant.
Them. Yeah.
You did feel that? You did?
A little bit.
Does that mean if you have a funny, weird accent, you only fall in love with someone else who has the same funny, weird accent? Maybe.
Maybe.
So that's the video we're talking about today, the last show of VidTalk on ICRT. The video is called The Psychology of Accents. You can look it up on our webpage, voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio.
And additionally, we wanted to introduce to you another function, another page of VoiceTube, which is called the Daily Speaking Challenge. And that's also part of the reason why Christy is here, because Christy, she's, as you've heard, she's really good with accents and her American, beautiful American accent. And Christy also hosts a little speaking challenge for VoiceTube. And let's hear what she has to say about this challenge.
So hi, this is Christy, and I will be your host on the speaking challenge on voicetube.com. So what does this speaking challenge do? So basically, we would pick out a video that was already on VoiceTube, and then we would pick out one clip or one sentence from the video, which is a little bit challenging, or it contains phrases or vocabularies that's really hard to pronounce. And so I would make it into like a 3 to 4 minute audio file, and I will be teaching you pronunciation. The recording contains the sentence that's really hard to pronounce, including perhaps the vowels, the vocabulary, or the intonation of the sentence. So since this is called a daily speaking challenge, so I challenge you guys to leave your own recording of the sentence below. So what do you say, Ray?
What do you say, JR?
I would say, you know, I actually took some time to play around with the function myself. It's really fun, so challenge accepted.
Come leave your response, and the website would be voicetube.com/everyday. Everyday, right? Because it's a daily speaking challenge and we want you to improve your accent every single day. There will be a new sentence for you to practice every day. So it's voicetube.com/everyday. 所以 Christy 讲到的是我们 VoiceTube 的每日口说挑战，因为今天我们在讲口音的部分嘛，所以呢 Christy 在 VoiceTube 呢有一个节目是在 voicetube.com/everyday。 在这个每日口说挑战呢，每一天会有一个影片里面的一个句子， Christy 会教你里面的发音如何，比如说它的腔调啊，然后它的速度等等的。那听完这个教学之后呢，你可以留下来你自己的互动挑战，那 Christy 会不时的回应你们的录音。所以呢，如果想要参加这个每日口说挑战的话，可以到 voicetube.com/everyday。
So we're gonna hit a short break right now. Don't forget to check out the video voicetube.com/radio and check out the challenge as well /everyday at the end. Okay, we're gonna hit the short break. Gonna be back in just a sec. Do not touch that dial. And welcome back to VidTalk here in the 8 o'clock hour. This is JR.
And Ray and
Christy.
That's right. We have a new host with us today on our last show. And as we did mention, yes, this is the last show, but we do have something in the making, which is still developing right now. We will tell you in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk about the English that we're going to teach you today within this video right here. So, Ray?
So here's the first sentence.
But why does the English-speaking world have so many accents in the first place?
但是英语一开始如何发展出各种口音呢?
But why does the English-speaking world have so many accents in the first place?
Okay, so in this sentence, we're looking at in the first place. What does that mean, Christy?
In the first place basically means at the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very start of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 所以这边呢, in the first place, 为什么会有这么多不同的口音?所以 in the first place, 一开始英文是如何发展出这么多不同的口音的?
All right, second sentence.
The records are kind of sketchy. The first settlement in America was in 1607, but the first voice records we have are from the late 1800s.
资料有些粗略，英国1607年起殖民美国，而现存最早的音讯出现在19世纪末。
The records are kind of sketchy. The first settlement in America was in 1607, but the first voice records we have are from the late 1800s.
So here in this sentence, we're looking at this adjective, sketchy. What does that mean, sketchy?
Well, sketchy basically means it's really rough, it's brief, and it doesn't come in detailed information.
Right, right. So sketch, 一个 sketch 就是一个草稿嘛, sketch. 所以后面加 y 变成形容词 sketchy, 有点像草稿这种感觉。所以 rough, brief, 非常粗略的。So the records are kind of sketchy, 就是这些资料呢,这些记录是有一点粗略的。
And going on to our third sentence for today,
It's called effective processing when you lack one thing and it causes you to lack another thing even more without you realizing.
我们称之为情感处理系统，所以你的口音偏好不知不觉会让你更喜欢一个人。
It's called effective processing when you like one thing and it causes you like another thing even more without you realizing.
So here we're looking at the phrase without you realizing. Without you realizing, what does that mean?
It means without you knowing it, or you might be overlooking it, or you have no idea how it happened.
Yeah, you have no idea. So without realize 就是体会嘛，就是了解到。So without you realizing, 没有你的体会，没有你的了解，所以就是你不知不觉的意思。所以影片里面的这个句子就是it causes you to like something else even more without you realizing. 所以你会不知不觉的喜欢另外一件事情。
And here's our last sentence for today and for the show.
No.
No.
In case you were wondering, a giraffe can last longer without water than a camel can.
如果你还在想上个问题，长颈鹿真的比骆驼耐渴。
In case you were wondering, a giraffe can last longer without water than a camel can.
Right. So here we're looking at in case, just in case. What does that mean?
It means if.
If, right. So you can say,if you were wondering, if 如果你还在做什么事情的话 ，so 这边 in case you were wondering, 如果你还在想上一个问过的这个问题的话，所以 in case.
And those are the four sentences for you for our last show on VidTalk today. However, before we end, we do have a lot of responses from our listeners today, and we're really thankful for giving us these feedbacks right here. So why not, Ray? Let's give it a read.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Let everybody know how good we're doing.
Okay, last broadcast, we asked you guys to go to voiceoof.com/radio to leave me and JR some messages because the talk show on ICRT will be coming to a close. And we've received several messages. We picked out some of them here to share with you guys on the air. And let's read them out for us.
Yeah, how about this? Let's take turns reading them.
Okay, sure.
Let's start with Christy. How about that? Because the first one is a girl called Yafe, right? Do I pronounce that right? Right, Yafe?
Yep. Okay, so Yafe here says, Thank you very much. It's the best English program that I have ever heard.
You bet about that.
Okay. And Lao Wang, he said, listening.
Yeah, you're definitely for Lao Wang.
Suits you, though.
Yeah, suits you.
You are older than me. Lao Wang said, listening to your broadcasting is the greatest time on Monday for me. Hope you guys have a new broadcasting. Okay, that's for...Lao Wang, and next?
This guy is Joe. That's actually my real name, Joe, too. Hey, Joe, nice to meet you. I bet you're good looking. Thanks for broadcasting such a meaningful program. The words and phrases are really useful. Whenever I'm listening to your broadcast, I laugh a lot. Me too. I know it's hard to quit listening to the show every week. Therefore, I will follow your pages and videos. Do that!
Yeah, it's like we're self-promoting ourselves.
Yeah.
The next one here is Kelvin. And you know what? My brother's name is actually Kelvin, spelled exactly that way. So he said, thanks, I learned many things about life.
What do we teach about life? I don't think we teach.
To not take it seriously.
Last week it was how to be successful, perhaps.
All right. We always forget.
Suggestion by two losers. Yeah. Okay. Maybe it was your brother. Who knows?
Maybe it was.
Hey, Kelvin.
Okay, next. Xiangren, he said, I'm going to miss you guys' podcast a lot.
Well, we're still going to come up with a program, right? But we still are thinking about how to conduct it.
But yeah. Okay, next one we have...
Mallory? Is this a girl?
Yeah, I think this is a girl.
We love you, VidTalk!
Yeah, you know that. And lastly, the last message is actually Chinese. Okay, so...
Whose Chinese is the best among the three of us?
I would say me.
Really, I think it's really hard to say.
It's just me, yeah. Let's just agree that it's
me. But it's a girl.
Okay. Christy, can you read this?
Okay. So Lillian here, 她说, 真的会超级想念你们的。
QAQ.
And that's an emoticon. 每次都很期待星期一的VidTalk, 听你们有趣的对话还可以学习英文。
You are absolutely right about that.
I thought you were going to say you're welcome.
No.
Okay, and that is unfortunately a wrap for today's episode and our
last episode.
How long do we run? About 6 months?
We've been going on since March.
Yeah, so about half a year. Yeah. Every week we brought to you some English video and some phrases for you to learn. But as we've said in the beginning of our show, we are planning to continue the VidTalk show because of all the messages, all the responses that you've been sending to voice to you. So
you won't be hearing us on ICRT, but you can always go to our website and check it out.
Yep. So our new program is still going to be called VidTalk, but it will be hosted on our website. So you can still go to voiceup.com/radio to see what's up.
All right. That's right. So once again, it's me, JR.
And Ray.
And Christy.
Our special guest today. You can find me on my Facebook, JR Lee Radio. Yours?
Ray Do English.
And Christy. Well, you're going to come up with one, right?
I don't have a page yet. Sorry about that.
Well, we hope she will, all right? So, going to see you guys on our webpage next time.
And I'll see you guys on the Daily Speaking Challenge at voice2.com/everyday.
God bless you all.
想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 voice2.com.